Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Fabio Tayar of Industrias Romi. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Romi's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter 2009 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website romi.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today in Santa Bárbara d'Oeste are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's fourth quarter 2009 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day to everyone who has joined us on today's call. Before we get underway and discuss our 2009 results, I'd like to take a brief moment to update you on our recently announced offer to acquire Hardin. As you know, on February the 4th, we publicly disclosed our offer to acquire all of the outstanding shares of Hardin for $80 per share in cash. We intend to fund the acquisition of Hardin entirely from Romi's internal resources. Hardin's operations in the United States, Europe, and Asia fit very well with Romi's portfolio. We have great respect for Hardin, their people, and brand. We believe that together we can create a strong, diversified global platform with considerable opportunities for further growth and innovation. We are pleased that Hardin's board of directors intends to evaluate our offer with the assistance of its advisors. We believe that any objective analysis will clearly confirm that our offer is in the best interest of Hardin's shareholders, offering them immediate liquidity at superior value to the company's standalone prospects. We look forward to a positive response from the Hardin board. It remains our strong preference to sit down with the Hardin board as soon as possible to reach a mutual agreement transaction. However, if necessary, we are prepared to take our offer directly to Hardin's shareholders. That being said, I'd like to remind you that we are here today to discuss our 2009 results, and we, therefore, will not be taking questions related to Hardin during the Q&A answers sessions. That concludes my prepared remark on the offer to acquire Hardin, and with that, I will now move on to the discussion of the business of today's call. Putting our focus in the current business environment, we concluded that our machine business is in a very positive moment. If you go to our presentation that is posted in Romi's web page, page six, we show the current level of the Entrepreneur Confidence Index published by CNI. And we see in January this index achieving 68.7%. This number is extremely positive, higher than the average for 2007 and 2008 before the economic crisis. If we move to page 7, the industrial installed capacity index level shows recovery for important segments of the economy. Carefully analyze the curves. The automotive sector and the plastic and rubber sectors already are operating in levels higher than 2008 before the crisis. We see our customers well motivated to invest to renew their fleet to get a better performance. And on the other hand, we all see our customers buying new machines to increase their installed capacity, mainly due to BNDES finance, which provides 4.5 interest rate per year. This BNDES finance program will be finished by June 2010. Moving to our casting business, we see the demand for this product growing, but not growing in the same level as per the machine business. Last December, the Brazilian government launched an auction to buy energy produced by wind power stations. The result of this auction is that around 1,200 towers will be installed in the next two years. For this reason, we believe that the volume of our funds will be recovered. Now, I turn this call to Mr. Cassiano Rosolém.
Thank you, Livaldo. Good day, everyone. I would like to go over the presentation and discuss some of the slides before we go to the Q&A section. In the page 3, this is the highlights for this quarter. We really have a good improvement in the new orders, which comes in this fourth quarter, as well as our backlog improve in relation to last quarter. We saw also the net revenue gain 42 points in relation to the last quarter, showing a solid recovery in the revenue side. Also, it's important to highlight that HOMI in this fourth quarter has become a part of the BMF Bovespa Corporate Sustainability Index, the ISE, which is really important for HOMI as a capital good company be part of this prestigious index. Moving to the page 4, please. I would like here just to highlight the strong consumption in Brazil, which makes the plastic processing machines increase the participation in our revenue to 25%. And this also is due for our operations in Europe in this segment, which were acquired in July 2008 and in 2009 bring some operational revenue for us in this specific unit. Machine tools is still being our main business unit, counting by 64% of the revenue in 2009. Moving to the next slide, we see here some of the economic indicators of the domestic economic environment that we are seeing here in Brazil. And this shows that the GDP is already recovering, as well as the industrial GDP and the investments in our country. And this is probably the main reason for we'll be recovering the sales of our machinery business units. As Livaldo already said in the slide number 6, this is another reason for the recovery in the domestic industrial confidence index, which shows that our customers are more confident with our Brazilian industrial sectors. In the next slide, number 7, talk a little bit about the capacity utilization of some industrial sectors. We see also an increase in this level of utilization of this capacity in these sectors, mainly in the automotive and in the plastic and rubber goods sectors, two important sectors for we sell machine tools and sell plastic and, injection and blow molding machines. This is also important to keep in this level for we in the future see a solid recovery in this order entry. Moving to the page 8, this is some highlights of our sales in the machine tools business by sector or by segment of the industry. The main highlight here for sure is the oil and gas sectors, which accounts now for 10% of our revenue. And this corroborates the right strategy that Home took in the past, more precisely in 2008, when we launched the heavy and the extra heavy horizontal and vertical lathes. And this kind of product was very well accepted in the domestic market, mainly in this industry, which was growing in 2009, even with the crisis over this period. Moving to the page 9, here I would like to highlight the packaging sector in the plastic machines unit. This performance is due to the domestic consumption, which this year in Brazil was very strong. Also, Home was very prepared to offer to the customer a line of products that attend directly to this sector, the lines of blow molding machines, which we add to our portfolio of products in 2008, and the PET blow molding machines in 2009. Moving to the next slide, slide number 10, here we see the recovery in the order entry through the quarters, and here we see achieving in the fourth quarter of 2009 one of our best results ever in order entry in the machines business. We don't see yet this recovery for the foundry business, which is still suffering a little more to recover, but we see already perspectives to this business, and we hope in 2010 come with better results for this specific unit. The main reason for this increase in order entry is for sure the BNDES, which it is the National Development Bank here in Brazil, which offer an extra attractive interest rate of 4.5% a year for capital goods. This program was supposed to terminate in December, but by end of December, the government renewed this program through June 2010, which is very positive for our industry. Moving to the next slide, slide number 11, here we see the revenue in 2009 reducing by 31.7%, and the EBITDA margin getting 6.1%. Both were very close to the guidance that we gave to the market at the beginning of 2009, showing that we were aware about how our industry is cyclical and how would be the impact in our company through this year. But we see also in this slide a recovering quarter by quarter revenue as well as in the EBITDA margin, which reached in fourth quarter 2009, 13.2%. In the page 12, talking about now about international markets, we still see very poor sales in the international markets, and this market is still weak for us, and mainly because the crisis in the developed countries are more longer and has no signs yet to recover. In the page 13, I think this is a very interesting slide. We show here that we are improving our cost structure, we are improving productivity, and we are, and this is mainly due to the recovery in the production level. We see the labor in our cost structure being 28% in all over the year of 2009, but if we just look fourth quarter of 2009, labor is already 24%. Reminding you that usually labor for us is 22% and material is more or less 70%. Just reminding you too, that's mainly due because Romy has a more integrated manufacturing model where we supply and we do a lot of things at home. Moving to the page 14, here is the margins of our company. We see the gross margin improving compared with third quarter 2009, however, still below as 2008 margins. We see the EBITDA margin recovering fast, went to 13.2% in this last quarter, compared with 7.3% in the third quarter of 2009, but not yet in the historical levels, but in a trend to recover. And net income, we have a 9.8% margin, which based on the situation that we saw in 2009 was a good improvement for the fourth quarter of 2009. Talk a little bit about the revenue by business units. We see the machinery business improving very fast. Machine tools and plastic machines has been seeing a very good recovery in sales of machines since first quarter of 2008. However, in the foundry business, we still struggling a little bit with the sales, and we hope by end of 2010 be recovering the sales in this business unit as well. In the margins, we see machine tools already showing very good margins, not in the same level as 2008, but already in a good position. Plastic machines still recovering. We have here the impact of the European part of the business, which we acquired in 2008, and we're still in the process to turn around this business and have better margins. And I think one of the highlights is in the foundry business. We recovery margins here. We still with a negative margin, gross margin as well as operating margin. However, it is already a good recovery if you compare it with last quarter. Page 17. Here is our financial position, which it is very healthy, and we closed 2009 with almost 226 million reais in cash, and with a net debt of just 7 million reais. Moving to the next slide is the performance of our share over the last 2 years. We can see that this year was more or less the same performance as the Ibovespa. And in the page 19, the last page, the only thing that I'd like to highlight again is our is Romy being part of the Corporate Sustainability Index this quarter. It's a very good achievement that we had, and it's very important for the company. Now I would like to turn to Livaldo for he do his last considerations.
Once again, thank you for joining us on our call. As mentioned earlier, we are focused today on our 2009 results, and we ask that you limit your question to matter related to our earning announcement. With that, we will now open up the lines for any question. Operator, please start the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Our first question comes from Mr. Nick Sebrell from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, gentlemen. Could you talk a little bit more about the international outlook? In other words, both how your industry is weathering the return, I guess recovery you could call it, as well as your specific plans for the future abroad. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Harding, but just in general, how you envision your company to expand and whether you will be, you know, more focused on Brazil or more focused outside Brazil, or how do you think about that?
Nick, thank you for your question. As you may know, we have a team within Romy that looks for M&A opportunities all around the world. We are looking for companies that fit geographically speaking and also the product portfolio to our current portfolio. This means that emerging markets is something that really is one of our focus. So given that, opportunities that we see all around the world that fit this strategy is where we are focused.
Okay, because a common pushback on that when you discuss it with investors is that it's difficult to compete with some of the competitors in the Far East, lower costs, et cetera. How would you compare your ability to compete with them? What's your competitive advantage, particularly when we think about expanding either factories or to markets in the East?
What we can say now is based on our current experience. So far, we are very successful in the Brazilian market. We are competing against them. They are playing a very strong game here in Brazil. And so far, we really see that we are in a very good position to make our numbers every quarter better. So, as considering this point, we think that we could be competitive around the world.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me. If you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Nick Sebrell from Morgan Stanley.
I figured I'd take the advantage of doing a follow-up question. Specifically on the results that you had this quarter, one of the things, obviously you guys beat our estimates, but one of the things that surprised me is given how the revenue did increase, I would have expected more operating leverage. And I understand some of the things you were talking about during the call, but do you think that going forward, as you continue to improve, that the operating leverage on the gross margin line I'm talking about, that your gross margin will return to where it was previously, or is it a case where there's been some cost inflation or something else going on where maybe your costs are shifting? And although the EBITDA margin looks pretty good, the gross margin might stay at 30, 32% or somewhere around there.
And Nick, it's Cassiano speaking. One of the reasons for the EBITDA margin for the gross margin below was the foundry business, which a little bit hurt the consolidated numbers. But we saw by end of 2009, and we're still seeing a very competitive environment that we are now, mainly due to the rest of the world being not performing so well, and most of the companies around the world, which it is our competitors, they are pushing the price down in this industry, and mainly in Brazil, because it's one of the countries that is selling machines or there is some volume of demand here. It's hard to predict if the gross margins could achieve again the historical levels based on the actual business environment that we are seeing or the actual competitive environment that we have been seeing. But we are working to improve every month and to make our products with a better cost. But the pressure, it is really in the price side and not in the cost side.
Okay. Okay. But and as well as you get better utilization on the castings business, that should also improve.
Yes, for sure. If we have more volume in the casting business and we hope see that in 2010, for sure we're going to be diluting costs mainly because there is really more labor intensive, and this could help improve the gross margin. You are right. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Mitch Norden from Diamondback Capital.
Yes, hi, good morning. Very nice quarter. I'm wondering if, a couple of questions, if you can give some guidance as to what you think your capital expenditures will be this year, and also some guidance as to, given this is your first, you know, quite large acquisition proposal, what your discipline is on the acquisition side in terms of leverage and just, you know, what kind of parameters you look at when you look at acquisitions, be it Hardens or other transactions and return on capital, et cetera.
Okay, thank you for your question. Our guidance for CapEx for 2010 is 45 million reais. This is maintenance CapEx and some improvements that we would like to do in our factory, most to gain productivity. Our guidance also for revenue and EBITDA for 2010 is an increase of revenue. We launched this guidance in October. It's an increase on revenue in 2010 compared with 2009 by 20 to 30%. EBITDA margin would be between 6 and 12%. Mitch, related to the parameters for acquisitions, I really think it's not the focus of this call, and we really cannot be more open for don't make here any misinterpretation for what we are saying. I prefer to not discuss that issue right now. Thank you.
But 6 to 12% operating, you said 6 to 12% operating margin?
Yeah, EBITDA margin.
EBITDA margin?
Yes.
Right, okay. And just outside of Hardens, no kind of general acquisition discipline as to how you look at transactions in general in terms of what return threshold you have or what discipline you have and what it is that you're looking for, be it Hardens or just in general?
Even if I say this in general, the people could make
misunderstand
that. I really prefer
right.
to not discuss that right now in this call.
Thank you.
And that would be also with regard to accretion on the transaction, cost of funding, anything at all, no guidance at all.
And
It is a pretty significant transaction that appears to make – it's a good geographic fit for you guys, just trying to understand the financials behind it.
I have no comments on this.
Pete, sorry, I have no comments over this subject.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Once again, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. This concludes today's question and answer session. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
I want to thank all of you to be in this call and at the same time to invite you to participate to our next call for first quarter 2010 in April 2010. Thank you and a very good day.
That does conclude our Romy's fourth quarter 2009 earnings release conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.